Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch tells us how you mahalich baderech v'ratzel likros kriyas shema tzarich la'amod b'fasuk rishon. If a person is traveling on the road and they want to stop and say shema, they must stop their walking, their journey, and say the first pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tes tells us how you mahalich afagav de'le'el sif aleph mashma demin adin muter likros kishehu mahalich. Even though we said earlier that technically speaking one is allowed to say shema while walking, we call makom mitzvah min amuvcher la'amod b'shas pasuk rishon tehu ikar kriyas shema lefisha. It's better to pause than to stop while saying the first pasuk because it's very hard to focus otherwise. However, if you said it already while walking, so b'di'avad you would still be yotzi, you wouldn't have to repeat shema. You have to stop in one place. You could say whether sitting or standing. It's only an issue where it looks like you're following Beis Shammai if you go from standing to sitting at night. But if you're walking to sitting is not an issue. Person who's traveling on a wagon or a boat, you don't have to stop the wagon or boat because you can still focus even while it's moving. There's a machlokas regarding whether you can say Shema while an animal is riding, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should be machmir about that. So we assume that Baruch Shem is also included in that first pasuk. Somewhere machmir all the way until the words Aleph Avecha to say it while not moving at all. But after that, you could say it while standing or while walking. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sivdala tomorrow.